It is recording. I don't know if
I don't
you
see
can
that.
hear us though.
Didn't make that great announcement.
Yeah.
And there's a button is not highlighted up top. But it says recording, so. All right, then we'll get started. Good morning, everyone. This is the May 6, 2026 meeting of the Chelan County Hearing Examiner. My name is Andy Kotkamp. I've been appointed by Chelan County to serve as a land use hearing examiner. My job is to render decisions on the various applications that are authorized to come before me, which include the conditional use permits that we have on the agenda for today. I'll consider any testimony and evidence presented at today's hearing, as well as all the written materials that are already on file in order to make my decision. Hearing process has certain rules. I'll try to be relaxed and informal, but we still have a procedure we're going to use. For each item on today's agenda, staff will present their report and make whatever recommendations they wish to make. Next, it's the applicant or the applicant's representative who's given an opportunity to present their testimony and evidence. It is the applicant that has the burden of proof to show compliance with all the applicable rules and regulations. Next, if somebody from the public wishes to speak, I'll give them that opportunity. And if there is any testimony in opposition to the project, I'll give the applicant an opportunity to submit rebuttal testimony. If you are going to testify for you in the hearing room, I'll have you coming up here to the table. For those of you online, if you want to testify, I'll have you unmute yourself. What I'll have you do is state your name and address, and then if you're going to give testimony, I'll swear you in as a witness. And ask that you keep your testimony relevant to the application that we're talking about and not to other issues beyond the scope of that proposal. I do have the option following the hearing to keep the record open if I think there's a need for additional written testimony to be submitted. But in any event, my written decision will be made within 10 working days after I close the public record. Except as provided by the Chelan County Code regarding requests for reconsideration and requests to reopen a hearing, my decision on both of these matters will be final and conclusive unless they are appealed. Appeals are by means of what's called a land use petition action. Those have to be filed within 21 days of the date of the issuance of my decision. Those are filed with Chelan County Superior Court. If your appeal isn't timely filed, your appeal will be barred. I've reviewed both items on today's agenda. I don't have any interest in either of the properties or the proposals to be heard today, and I'll be able to fairly and objectively consider each item. And outside of receiving and reviewing the staff report and those exhibits referenced in the staff report, I've not had any communication regarding either item on today's agenda. With those representations, if anybody has an objection to me serving as the hearing examiner, you either need to come forward or unmute yourself at this time. Okay, hearing none, we'll turn to that first item on today's agenda. This is the first conditional use permit given application number CUP 2025-296. This is an application that's been submitted for approval of a place of public and private assembly to be located within Chelan County on property that is more specifically described in the staff report as well as in the application materials. For the record, I will admit exhibits A through E that are referenced in the staff report. Exhibit F will be the staff report. Exhibit G will be the remainder of the planning staff file, and we'll turn this matter over to staff for their presentation.
Good morning, Tori Keniston on behalf of Chelan County Community Development. The county has received an application for a conditional use permit that has been submitted for places of public and private assembly for Our Lady of the Assumption Catholic Church located in Peshaston. The existing facility was previously permitted under CUP 2018-261. The 2018 conditional use permit has since expired as not all of the conditions of approval were met and all of the proposed infrastructure was not placed within that 3-year timeline, as it was approved by the hearing examiner on November 8th of 2018. The applicant is requesting a new conditional use permit for the existing facility to capture all the current existing infrastructure, which includes the approximately 2,587 square foot rectory, approximately 10,966 square foot church, and now they are proposing an accessory structure that is to be used as a religious classroom for the church. After reviewing the application materials and agency comments, staff finds the proposal is consistent with the revised Code of Washington, as well as the Chelan County Code.
All right, thank you very much. Is the applicant ready to proceed?
Yes.
As I said, please come forward. I'll have you state your name and your address, and then I'll swear you in as a witness. Good morning.
Anthony Hillock, 10313 Beecher Hill Road, Peshaston, Washington.
And how do you spell your last name, sir?
Hillock.
All right, so I'll have you raise your right hand for me. Do you swear or affirm under penalty of perjury any testimony given today will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you. And sir, are you here as an agent authorized to appear and speak on behalf of the applicant and property owner?
Yes.
Did you have a chance to review the staff report that was prepared by Ms. Keniston?
Yes.
Do you have any objection with any of the representations within the staff report?
No.
There are some proposed conditions of approval. Have you had a chance to look at those?
Yes.
Does the applicant have any objection to any of those?
No.
All right. I like to get those things out of the way right off the bat. Now, what would you like to tell me about your project?
Well, basically, we need just some more space for a classroom, and we're just putting a small accessory structure next to the church to be utilized as a classroom.
And this is not for school purposes, but for
no, just
Sunday
church,
school, church.
Sunday school, church project meetings and stuff. So it's just a small room for meetings and classes for Sunday school.
All right. Anything else you'd like to add, sir? It's all straightforward to me, but
no, that's basically it. There's just a little classroom. We need more space. We don't have any classrooms in the existing facility, so we just need a little more space.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. So I'll turn this over to the public now. Did any member of the public, either in person or online, come to testify on this matter? If so, you can unmute yourself or staff can go through the list and call on you to see if you wish to testify. All right, I'm not seeing anybody that wishes to testify. Is there anything further from staff?
Nothing further.
All right. Well, Mr. Hillock, what I'm going to do is I'm going to close the public record portion of this hearing. I'll have my written decision made within the next 10 working days. As I indicated, it all looks fairly straightforward to me. I didn't see any concerns, but I like to look at everything a second time before I make my final written decision.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Turn to the second item on today's agenda. This is also a conditional use permit. This is given application number CUP 26-034. This is a request for a conditional use permit to allow a home-based business, in this case, a yoga studio, on property located within Schlang County that is more specifically described in the staff report as well as in the application materials. For the record, I will admit into the record at this time by this reference exhibits A through D that are, well, I don't know that we had those. Just a second here. I wrote them out. Exhibit A will be the application materials. Exhibit B will be the noticing documents. Exhibit C will be SEPA documents. Exhibit D will be all comments that have come through. Exhibit E will be the staff report. Exhibit F will be the remainder of the planning staff file. And we'll turn this matter over to Ms. Dretke for the staff presentation.
Thank you, Mr. Examiner. Susan Dretke with Chelan County Community Development. As mentioned earlier, this is a conditional use permit for a home-based business. The applicant is proposing to utilize an existing accessory structure to conduct yoga and other wellness practices on site in the accessory building. There will be no additional construction of buildings as part of this, and the application sets forth the basic operating plan, the number of classes approximately to be held each week, the timing of such, and the county went through and has made a determination that the application does comply with the home-based business approval criteria, as well as the general conditional use permit approval criteria.
All right. So all parking will have to be on-site, is that correct?
Correct.
And
shown on the site plan.
Correct. And we have hours of operation that are proposed.
Correct.
All right. Thank you very much. Is the applicant here and ready to proceed today?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me? Hello, can you hear me? I'm here. I don't know if you can hear me.
Can you hear us, Heather? Can we hear you? Can you
see? Yes, I can you hear me? Can you hear me okay?
Heather?
Yes. I'm here, but I don't know how to. What do I do? Okay. I'm here in the call. I don't know if you can see me. The audio is not working.
All right. We can see you. We're just adjusting the volume.
Okay.
I think it's just not working on this system. So I'm gonna turn this up. She can hear us. She can hear us better.
Yes.
Okay. I don't know what other option we have.
Well, I could hear. I can hear her.
Can you hear her? Okay, yeah. Great.
All right. Can you state your name and an address for the record?
Yes, my name is Heather Hunter. 12070 Allen Road, Leavenworth, Washington, 98226.
I'm going to have you raise your right hand for me. Do you swear or affirm under penalty of perjury that any testimony you give today will be the truth?
I do.
All right, thank you. And you are the applicant and property owner in this matter, is that correct?
Yes, I am.
Have you had a chance to review the staff report?
Yes, I have.
Do you have any disagreement with any of the representations within the staff report?
No, everything looks great.
All right, thank you. And there are some proposed conditions of approval. Do you have any objection with any of those?
No.
No objection to any of the proposed conditions of approval. Now, what would you like to tell me about this project?
This is primarily going to be a space for me to conduct yoga classes for the community and an occasional retreat where we will host the retreat on site and have a few members from across the community join for more longer duration for wellness classes and yoga.
How many parking spaces can you accommodate on site?
I think we've got about 10 to 12, presumably.
So you understand that the number of people attending any retreats or other activities is going to be limited, that they all have to park on site?
Yes, I understand that.
And you understand that if the county starts getting complaints from neighbors that your customers are parking off-site, that that could cause you to come back before the hearing examiner to have this permit reviewed?
I do understand, yes.
All right. And there are proposed hours of operation. And I'm not going to go through there, but they were in the staff report. You didn't have any objection with any of those, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, all activities will end after no later than 8 p.m.
Correct, yeah.
All right, is there anything else you'd like to add?
I think that covers it.
All right, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you.
There's nobody in the hearing room, members of the public. Was there anybody else online that wishes to testify on this matter? All right, not seeing any hand go up. Is there anything further from staff?
No, sir.
All right, Ms. Hunter, what I'm going to do is I'm going to close the public record portion of this hearing. I'll have a written decision made within the next 10 working days. There are no other items that are on today's agenda, so I'm now going to adjourn this May 6th excuse me, 2026 meeting of the Chelan County Hearing Examiner. Everybody have a great week. This meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.